We begin on campus now, 2 days into the fall semester at UNC, the first semester for more than 4,400 new students. It's also the first semester for UNC's brand new chief of police, Brian James, coming over from Greensboro. With more on him as we start our day, 97 on the Hills, Madison Ward.
James began his role as UNC chief of police on July 1st. He held the chief police position at the Greensboro Police Department, where he served for over 26 years. James is a Greensboro native who graduated from North Carolina A&T before beginning his career in law enforcement. During his time with the city of Greensboro, he improved mental health resources and implemented a program to help teenagers gain employment. James told 97.9 The Hill, as chief of UNC Police, he wants to ensure he's accessible to students and faculty.
We want to make sure we start out by building those great relationships. I believe that policing anywhere is really founded on your relationship with the community that you serve.
James added he's looking for creative ways to connect with the campus. He said with more than 30,000 students and approximately 16,000 employees, police communication with UNC is critical to keep the community safe.
We certainly want to make sure that we provide safety first and foremost, but I believe the best way to provide that safety is having an open line of communication because the students, the faculty, the staff, they're the ones that are here.
UNC police have been no stranger to controversies in the last decade. James said he wants to address any distrust of campus police or communication issues.
Oftentimes, we are doing things that the public may not understand, and I believe that if we have those conversations in advance, then we build a relationship, we also create some understanding, and we also create an opportunity to communicate maybe after an incident.
James is replacing former UNC Police Chief David Perry, who resigned in 2021 after being placed on administrative leave. He served in the role for less than 2 years after previous chief Jeff McCracken held the position for more than a decade. Shortly after Perry's resignation, several complaints were made about misallocated funds and misuse of police vehicles. UNC Chancellor Kevin Gutskowitz, who was in charge during Perry's term, said in a press release he's confident James will have the same positive impact on the community as he did for more than two decades in Greensboro. James said he's excited to meet UNC students as they return to campus and is grateful to serve UNC and the broader community. When he was introduced to the Board of Trustees in May, he revealed another reason he was looking forward to his new role.
In case you're wondering, I've been a UNC fan since I was about 12 years old. I already had UNC gear in the closet, so I'm looking forward to adding to that collection.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Madison Ward.
UNC had a public safety issue right at the start of the week, an incident of vandalism, what appeared to be defecation at the old well early Monday morning, right before students were about to start lining up to drink from it. UNC officials told 97.9 The Hill that the old well was immediately cleaned and completely sanitized, direct quote there, before classes started, so the tradition continued unabated. Chancellor Kevin Gutskowitz was among those who drank from the old well later that day. In Raleigh, the State Elections Board voted unanimously on Tuesday to tighten regulations for partisan poll watchers ahead of the November election to more clearly outline what precinct observers are and are not allowed to do. That was in response to more than a dozen reports of conduct violations by poll watchers during the May primary. WRAL reports those violations included verbal abuse of election workers and attempts to block voters from tabulators, even following precinct officials in their cars. Poll watching has grown in prominence and aggressiveness in the wake of Donald Trump's unfounded accusations of fraud in 2020. Also in Raleigh, the NNO reports education advocates are sounding the alarm about looming pay cuts for school principals after the new state budget changed the way salaries are set. Principal salaries are now determined by looking at student test scores from just the last year instead of the last 3 years. And since test scores were down last year due to the pandemic, some principals could see pay cuts up to $18,000 a year. There's bipartisan support among lawmakers to tweak the law to keep that from happening, but no indication yet whether GOP leaders will bring a bill up for a vote. Back locally, construction is about to begin on the 203 project in downtown Carrboro. Town officials have confirmed work is set to get underway sometime by the end of this month. Mayor Damon Siles last week on 97.9 The Hill.
We finally got a little more clarity about when the construction on the 203 project is going to start. It will be this month. They're going to start with some utility work. It'll close off some portions of that parking lot near Open Eye Cafe. and then we'll give the community about 2 weeks' notice or so before that lot is completely closed off.
And then once that project begins in earnest, it's 19 months, I think?
That's the idea, about a year and a half construction timeline. Again, that's all depending on supply line issues not being a problem, weather, and all the usual, you know, potential delays. I think the ability for this project as a civic building, first of all, containing a library and other civic uses, but also just as a structure, I think, in terms of what it's going to do for the feel of downtown Carrboro, is going to be really important for helping people think about the future of Carrboro in a new way. We've got a great little town. We want to sort of double down on the things that are great about it and build around that.
That's Mayor Damon Siles there speaking with 97.9 The Hill's Andrew Stuckey. You can get the full conversation plus more info on the 203 project on our website, chapelboro.com. And finally, some good news for patrons of the Chapel Hill Public Library. The library has expanded its hours. The library is now open 10 to 8 Monday to Thursday and 10 to 6 Friday to Sunday, opening 1 hour later on weekdays than it did before the pandemic, but otherwise back to normal. It's 6:18, time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Olmaz Jewelers. We're 10 days and counting from the start of UNC football season. On offense, Carolina is still recovering from some bad news, a season-ending injury for senior running back British Brooks. Speaking with the media yesterday, head coach Mack Brown said Brooks will serve as a student coach for running backs and special teams this season, and he can still come back next season for his final year of eligibility. Here's Coach Brown on British Brooks.
He is one of the most amazing stories that I have had as a coach for 34 years as a head coach. He gets in school. I don't even know who he is when we get here. I don't know who he is for 6 months, and then he starts showing up a little bit. Then you put him on a special team or two and think, yeah, that's okay. Then he becomes special teams captain. Then he gets a scholarship, and then we're asking him to come back for another year because he was so impactful as a leader on our team. So we'll miss him at running back. We're going to miss him more as a leader, and that's why we feel blessed that he's going to help us coach. And we're going to miss him more on special teams because Larry Porter was talking this morning in the meeting with the team. He was on every special team. So that's going to really hurt us, and somebody got to step up and take his place. But after his operation last night, I talked to him in the hospital and just told him that. I said, you're just an amazing story, and he wants to coach. So we'll give him this year to coach, and I told him all my knees were torn up, and I didn't get to play my senior year, and I got into coaching immediately, and it worked out okay.
That's it, Coach Mack Brown speaking there. One other key figure on the Tar Heel offense just got a big individual honor yesterday. Five-star freshman offensive lineman Zach Rice was named a preseason freshman All-American by On Three. Season's also about to begin for UNC men's soccer, coming off a win and a tie in a pair of preseason exhibitions over the weekend. The annual ACC preseason coaches poll is out, and Carolina has been picked to finish second in the Coastal Division this year. The Tar Heels got 5 first-place votes, but finished just behind Pitt, who got 6. Individual honors also for Tar Heel midfielder Sebastian Scott. The grad transfer was named to the ACC's preseason watch list. Defending national champion Clemson, by the way, the preseason favorite to win the Atlantic Division and the overall ACC title in men's soccer. The Tigers are also number 1 in the nation in the preseason United Soccer Coaches poll, with UNC checking in at number 24. Tar Heels have one more preseason exhibition this Friday at James Madison before their regular season begins next week. In basketball, tickets go on sale tomorrow for the CBS Sports Classic. That'll be December 17th in New York City. The Tar Heel men will face Ohio State in this year's event, 3 p.m. that afternoon at Madison Square Garden. You can buy tickets starting tomorrow through Ticketmaster or at MSG.com. In baseball, the Durham Bulls got a win last night, 8-3 at Norfolk. That's 4 wins in a row now for the Bulls. They'll look to make it 5 when they face the Tides again tonight at 6:35. And finally, congrats to a pair of Tar Heel men's golfers, Dylan Minante and Peter Fountain. They've both advanced to the match play round at the U.S. Amateur in New Jersey. Match play gets underway today.